do you want to just tell us why you're here?
Yes, so my name is Yesenia, and the reason I'm here is to get more involved with the North Salt Lake community and be more part of the community and learn on how to be more involved.
So she sent an email, and I'm not sure who you sent it to first, but then it came to me, and I said this would be a good time because we have the Halloween event coming up. So anytime we can get anybody to help us, that's great. So welcome. Happy to have you. And then, where'd the guy go? What's his name?
Travis?
Yeah, where'd he go?
He left. He was here to just ask about some.
Oh, he wasn't stuff. Staying here. Okay.
So I told him everything he needed to know, and he's going to reach out to David tomorrow.
No problem. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever had public comment before, but do we have any public comments?
Well,
oh, is that what you want
to
do?
I'm not sure when to bring up what we presented at City Council last week. So about the Winterfest, we didn't get any opposition, but it sounds like we need to choose a date and make a plan.
Oh, really? Okay, so we can go. And then Ted can. You know what? Maybe, but it wouldn't be for this year, correct?
Actually, we could do the very small bones of it, not fireworks this year, but we could establish it this year. I think we could pick a date.
Okay.
Still a month later.
Okay, let's do it on discussion on events.
Really,
is that okay?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
And then the other thing, so it's not on the agenda, so.
Did you see the email?
I kept checking, but I didn't.
There was an email that said it was too late to put it on the agenda.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we could address it at
another
one, I just thought it very.
Okay.
Yeah, she's kind of waiting on me in a bit because she sent me a request to come up with the duties of the treasurer, and I sat down to write it. And guard the treasure map to the treasure to keep pirates from taking it.
Treasury.
Someone tried to bury some treasure in the community garden yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
They robbed a bank.
Oh, wow.
And they buried the money.
For real?
Really? Are you serious?
Where at?
In a community garden.
Is it a community?
The Center Street one?
Yeah.
Oh,
sounds
my
pretty,
God.
Sounds
really?
Yeah.
For real?
They recovered the money. I don't know if you found the guy yet.
My tomatoes!
I want to. How do you get into that community garden?
Well, there's no fence. You just walk right
No, I mean, but how do you get a spot in there?
Oh, Allie. You talked to Allie.
Oh, really? Did
someone bury the treasure there for you?
Maybe.
You're
I want to grow some tomatoes. I can't grow them in my house.
That's funny. Okay. Where did he come from? Where's the
Salt Lake, I guess. There was a lot of Salt Lake deep police and FBI after them. So.
Oh, my
word. They found it because they had a tracker with the money. So
had it been there for a while?
No, only like
a couple hours.
Like people are amazing.
Our little town is just
and
all kinds of stuff.
If I can ask during this part, what was going on over the apartments this morning? There was a helicopter that was just planted there.
Which apartments?
The ones at the beginning of the town.
Eaglewood Lofts.
Eaglewood Lofts.
I don't know.
Another
we didn't know anything.
Late night parties.
Unless they recapped from a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you're coming at a great time. Learning a lot, Roddy.
Yeah, you are. You just want to discuss this stuff.
50 rounds ago.
55.
Not a single person was hit.
That's amazing, actually.
Yeah.
No, actually, some good ones because that's good they didn't get anybody. That's so sad.
They're too intoxicated to.
Yeah, that's probably the case. Okay, well, that's. Okay, so are there any changes from the minutes from August 22nd, 2023?
I only made it through half, so I'm good with whatever I write.
Didn't see anything either. Camille, did you see anything?
No, okay.
I have to make a motion.
Okay.
A motion to approve the minutes from August 22nd of 2023.
I second.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Minutes have been approved. Public Works, who's doing that for us?
Blue.
Oh, Blue.
You won't get much.
It's going to be a fast meeting. This is awesome.
All right. Just real quick. So the dog park, it continues. David went to Woods Cross City Council a couple weeks ago, and they were favorable with all the stuff that we proposed. so we're working on some agreements and things, so it's still in the works.
So, I thought that was UDOT land. Is that it?
Yeah.
But they have to approve it because it's...
We're doing a partnership. Woods Cross is going to pay half of the dog park cost.
Nice.
So, we're just working on doing formal agreements with them now, I guess. So, update. The Hatch Park design team was selected in city council last week.
Hooray.
They selected E-Brown Designs. So they'll be the design firm. Still more stuff to come. I mean, we obviously had that initial concept plan that they drew. But it'll probably be fairly different from that after we work with the team. So more stuff to come on Hatch Park. But that's what Travis from Hughes Construction was here for.
Oh.
He said that they'd kind of done a similar design build in Mill Creek somewhere. So he wanted to just talk about that part. They said call David and
okay.
Talk to him about it. So.
And these were the sites that city council visited?
The selection team, we actually visited Brookside Park and Magna Regional, the Beverly Taylor Sorting Center, that's down in Cedar City. We saw several projects from both of the final two design teams that it was down to. Also, this is the last thing I had, a holiday party, so save the date. So that's 12-1. I don't have a time yet. I'm assuming it'll probably be 6:30, 7 o'clock, but more details to come. So if you just want to throw that on the calendar.
Perfect.
And that's all I have for public works.
Were we going to do a nomination election of a vice chair? I saw that on the thing, and I guess I didn't realize that not everybody's going to be here. Can we maybe table that in case?
Yeah, because my question was, is like, what if you become city council?
What if?
Then
when?
We have to re- okay. When you become city council.
Sure.
Then we have to re-vote
everything. Yeah, that's really true. Yeah, that's good. Good point.
Might just table that for the time being anyhow.
Yeah, let's do that. Just for obvious reasons too. Plus, I think that they say that it's a 2-year. I think it's 2-year, and then they asked me to stay again, and so this is actually in January. It's 4, so I wouldn't know if I would be staying on anyway. So yeah, that's good.
Continue after that.
I would think so. If they ask you to, and I don't think there's any. Is there
as
anything
long as
written, Carmen?
I
do you know?
I suppose they wouldn't care.
Yeah. My goal is to not be here. My goal is to move on. That's my goal.
They can't.
Goal is to stay where I was in the. Unless Ted moves and I come back as the rep for that, right? I don't think we have any updates except I asked Wendy to put the Halloween on the discussion of events. Oh, do we? We do a motion for everything, so we might as well, right? Motion to make a motion. Okay, let's do that. A motion to table and postpone the nomination and election of a vice chair for the Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Advisory Board.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Now we're covered. So
did you?
If we had to.
And it's recorded.
Did they discuss the change of the name on the city council?
I don't recall
agenda
item.
Yeah.
This last one.
They didn't talk about that last time. This last time, I don't think.
No.
Guys, just think of that as you.
I know.
That really long name. I'm like, oh yeah.
There was a lot at city council. I left at the very end, but there's only a couple things left. I don't remember it being on the agenda.
And the thing that I haven't gotten on the agenda yet would bring that up again to this table, not to be discussed tonight because it's not on the agenda.
Yeah, that's the one that they asked. And actually, it's probably wise to not because half of us are missing.
Yeah, it's just saying let's just revisit that. We did a 10-minute job, and is that what we really want?
Yeah.
I thought I'd be too obvious if I quickly said, yeah, arts first, sure, but yeah. But no, I just would love to discuss it.
I love how passionate you are. I think it's great.
Oh, and I think what David's done is, you know, he's sort of co-branded it a little bit already, arts and parks, so it's kind of our story. I know you were hoping for that.
Oh, trails is the number one thing anyway, so it's all good. So you guys can call it whatever you want. We all know what it's
called. I just
really
thought
about.
That night I was a little gobsmacked. Like, if I say arts first, everybody's going to think, yeah, well, of course you'd say that. But thinking about it a little bit more, I think what David started is probably something we could piggyback on.
I don't even remember.
For
what
that
David
discussion. Started. Arts and parks. And.
Yeah. I'll leave. I thought it was
I'm just kidding.
Trails
are I think
so
we got a
tap,
little
tap
distracted.
That's what I remember
acronyms.
Being last week.
Yeah, that's what we were worried about. So, Kyle, this is Yesenia. She's she wants to see what we do and be more involved in the city. So she came to
hang out and learn some more about what's going on.
It's a great committee to start with.
Welcome.
Okay, so I wanted you to have a minute to recap the photo.
That's all I need.
No, it'll take as long as you want, but the pictures turned out great.
Yeah, this year the pictures really were a lot better. Better quality. Unfortunately, they still didn't follow the rules. They had to increase the resolution on a couple of the pictures in order to get them printed out, but that was fine. The presenter, he was very well prepared. I kind of he was more of discussing what he does, his pictures, as opposed to like
giving some helps.
Yeah, hints. Getting people excited about doing it on their own. and so if there's next year, I think it'd be rebranded to workshop. Just so people go, I could go in.
Yeah.
Hands on, that change in terminology might bring more people. And we find somebody who likes to do that kind of thing.
Well, what about you? Do you like to do that kind of stuff? Would you like to do something that you taught people what you do? And
I could do that.
So maybe you could be the guest speaker.
I don't want to be like the dog and pony show, you know, but I could do that.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's to help people do better photography and stuff like that, that would be,
yeah.
I think you'd do a good job. Let's make sure that's in the minutes. I think you do a good job.
You got the introvert and extrovert needed there. Yeah.
I'll start thinking about it then.
Okay, yeah.
Get my PowerPoint ready.
There you go. I think that would be good. Okay, so the next thing is Halloween, the Halloween event, which is coming up. And it's October the 28th, right? Mm-hmm. Yep, 28th. So, I have a couple of things I wanted to ask what you thought. So, in the past, we've done different things, but we'll still do what we did last time where we walk around. And Youth Council will provide 8 youth there to help us, which is awesome. The DJ that we've had before, are you interested in doing maybe like some line dances or dancing in the middle?
All right, cakewalk.
We could do a cakewalk. Well, we tried to do that last time with the cakewalk or the kite festival, but if we had it organized a little bit better, I think it would be fine.
And I remember you telling me what a cakewalk was, and now I've forgotten what is a cakewalk.
Load the steps around a circle that are distinguished, and then you stop at whatever you land on. You get that prize, or you get kicked off.
We could do that, especially with if it was organized, because last time we tried, and people all stood on the, remember? But it's at Hatch Park. Because we do where they walk around the track, and they have like 4 or 5 different stations where they will pick up a treat, and then we had donuts at the end. And I did have a lady ask, she lives in North Salt Lake, if we would like the balloon art, you know, where she does, like, she ties, and she would she would volunteer most of, we could pay her a little bit for her supplies, but she actually does her work on tips. That's something.
Oh, more balloon art.
Like where she does, she ties animals and things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not the lady who does the.
No. She actually texted the other day and asked if we wanted to do something like a photo booth, which we downscaled and just did like a corner, which that was enough,
yeah,
right?
It was nice.
Didn't you think?
She brought chairs.
Mm-hmm.
I like the corner.
It was because it's expensive to do the whole big ones, but if we just did a corner. And then pumpkins, we gave pumpkins away last time. Do you want to do that again? Anyone?
Kind of
well, I just want to know if you want to just do the same things that we've done before, then we can just ditto everything's okay. And are you okay with the dance thing? You what?
I got a whole bag of candy for you from the other night.
Oh, perfect. Okay, let's use that. And then we'll try to get some fun things. I think we did we had like some little Halloween books before.
Yeah, there were some cute little takeaways.
Mm-hmm. It was fun. It was really fun. And they could come in costume or not, either way. And then donuts. Are we good with donuts from like JJ's or Lee's? Okay. Who wants one assignment?
And this is where I get to say, wouldn't it be fun if, and then tell you that I'm going to Nebraska.
Oh, sorry. But guess what? We have.
I know. I was.
We have. You see me? That can help us now. So.
She's like, what? Wait.
Do you want to?
Yes.
Okay. So what we need is, from you guys, can we have that,
That's what I was just going to ask you. I didn't really want to bring it up because I don't want to do it. But.
It wasn't you last time, it was somebody that was,
at
me, right?
Not asking me, but yeah, it's that big blow up. Is that what I'm looking for?
Oh, no, we didn't ask, that's not what I was going to ask, actually. But now that you suggested it.
No, I think she's talking about just unlocking.
Well, they had talked about unlocking the restroom. Unlocking the restrooms?
Well, the restrooms, I think, aren't they unlocked anyway?
Well, we closed it down on the 15th.
Oh, okay. We did ask for the restrooms, but actually it was the tables. You guys have a bunch of tables in that storage. But he met me there, and then we put tables at each of the, where they stopped. I think you get with like five tables or something, and then tables for the donuts. If you want to put that thing up,
absolutely.
I know they had talked about it.
You always need to have that.
It's nice to have because then people know.
I'm getting used to put it up.
Okay, let's do that.
What time?
It starts at 9.
5
a.m.
Just plug it in, go. What time does it go till?
Usually 10. 10:30. It's pretty fast. And it's usually all the donuts you can eat because we always have a lot of extra.
We got some guys here that'll volunteer for that.
Okay, tell them I totally will. I sent the other guy home with a bunch of donuts. Was that? Yes. And tell them to bring their families. It's fun.
I mean, it could be me too. I don't mind doing that. I mean, either way, it'll probably be two of us because we can't do that by ourselves. It's just too heavy to lift by, so.
Yeah, I think there's like two or three guys that do it,
just
right?
Just okay. It's just awkward. It's 15 feet long or something like that, so.
Okay, so.
My arms are long enough.
Well, thanks for doing that. Because we won't meet again until that's over.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
I know we had talked about it, so.
Okay, I'll follow up too, but do you have a particular assignment that you want to do?
Doesn't matter. I don't know if I'll be able to make it, but I can do something with it.
Okay.
Maybe.
Tell my wife to bring it.
Do you care where I put it?
No. Just where it's seen, I guess.
Were you at the Easter egg one?
No.
Yeah, it's over by the...
That was
nice. Is that an okay spot right there?
The marquee.
Yeah, kind of where you walk into the park right there.
Oh, yeah, right by the front, right? Where we had, like, where the donuts were.
That's fine right there.
Pretty close, yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
So the assignments that we've had in the past are the balloon arch, arranging that, and the youth council's already on board. Then the pumpkins at Crossy Ranch. You just have to call and ask them if we can come get some, but you have to pick them.
You have to pick them, or just pick them up? Pick them?
No, you have to pick them.
I'd love to help with that, but when do you do that? The day up?
I did it before, like the Friday afternoon before. You have to just... email them and ask them if you can.
Come on, I can do it on Wednesday, but I leave on Thursday.
You can do it. That'd be fine. Do you want to do that? Want to take that?
And where do I take them for that day?
You could take them to my house. So you could just leave at your house and I could pick them up. Just leave them on your. Would that be okay?
Nobody would take them. Yeah, that's
okay. They wouldn't, right? Do you want to do that?
Sure.
Okay.
So Crossy and get them.
Crossy Ranch. Uh-huh. And if you call down there, Heather is the one that owns it.
Okay.
She's
in the right place, but yeah.
But you could talk to Heather, and that's who I arranged with last time. She's a friend of mine.
Thank you. I'll say Heather.
Yeah, tell her. Yep.
Okay. That sounds great.
And I think we got like, I asked for a dozen, and then they let me take like 20. And we usually got like about this.
I don't think you might have an assignment that day, but if you'd like me to call you for that too, I will.
I can. I would be more than happy.
I'll be with you. Sure.
So that was the pumpkins that were for decoration, or because there were also the little pumpkins that the kids were able to take.
That's what we do. Oh. We use them for both.
It seemed like there were more.
Yeah, I got 20 of them.
All different sizes.
Well, because I got different sizes, so I got like, I think the biggest one I got was maybe this big, and then but we had, you know, that many. I know it did seem like there was more, huh?
Yeah, it seemed like a lot of kids were able to get pumpkins.
Yeah.
So. But maybe 20 is a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Maybe my mind sees three.
They look like,
oh my gosh, that's too many kids. So
reselling with you.
Yeah. So Kyle, are you able to be there?
I should be able to.
Okay.
I should be in town.
Do you want to do? Do you want to get donuts from?
Sure.
Be okay with that? And
if somebody wants to take me to the airport at 5 o'clock on Thursday, you could just keep my stage flying full of pumpkins.
I'll take you to the airport, but I don't have to keep your station wagon, but I would take you. You could, and you can choose. If you call JJ's, they usually give us a good deal. It's not the greatest deal, but it's a little bit, you know, cheaper than what they usually charge.
Yep.
But Lee's might be a little bit less money. Lee's are square.
Yeah. JJ's is right there, and it's like.
And it's so good, right?
Small shop.
Yeah, I like, well, they're both North Salt Lake, so either one, but they're really nice, and they helped us out a lot last time, so.
My girls like JJ's. How many did we get last
time?
And they'll
give you a little banner to just somehow help out next time.
Whatever we got last time, we got too many, because we had a lot left
I
over.
I ended up taking, like, boxes home, yeah. Way more than I need any of them, so.
Well, the question was asked sometime, if we're buying them, if we actually put their banner.
They did give us a banner.
But if we buy, do
if we buy them,
promote?
As opposed to being donated?
I don't think they'll donate them.
So he's saying, why put the banner up if we're buying them?
Because support local.
Oh, I get you.
Yeah, somebody had asked that.
Yeah. Well, they did give us a discount, so.
And I do love the promotion.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. If people like the donuts, they want to know where they're from, it's easier to put up a banner than to tell them.
Yeah, and I think that we're okay as far as budget goes. I think Ted was going to check on that for us, but I didn't hear back. Really? So we're okay.
So
I want to say
$2,000 in donuts.
Yeah, there you go. I would think probably. I know they usually deal in dozens, so.
It seemed like it was 109. I don't know where that number comes
from. Really?
So how many did we?
I feel like we had like 200 donuts.
I mean,
right?
$1.
I think I can look it up real quick.
Oh, you can? Okay. I didn't have time to go home and grab my notes because I had it too. Usually, I want to say they charged us like 20 cents less a donut. Yeah.
Let's find out who's on JJ's here. Okay.
And it's probably like $300 for the donuts.
Should we meet before, because the following Tuesday is Halloween? So we meet the 4th. We meet the 4th Tuesday, so that's actually the 24th. So don't we meet?
Oh, so we will meet.
We do meet, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Then we can finalize everything. Good call.
Okay,
we should have everybody's assignments by then.
Sure.
Okay. Do you have anything? Are you going to be able to be there, did you say?
I will be
okay.
Able to be there.
Do you have kids?
I do.
Oh, good. They'll get to come to you.
Yeah. And what else is there left?
Okay. Well, to help us, that's always good. And then, because we have the photo, she brings it and puts it all up and everything, and then we just take pictures and things.
Okay.
And then we take the, because you won't be there to take pictures.
I'm going to try.
Okay, but if not, then we.
I've been working on Saturday, but.
Okay.
Get some time off there.
Then we just have to pass it on to the different stations. And are we missing anything? I don't think we are. I'll get the, I'll just order the things from Amazon that we're going to pass out. Is that okay? A motion for me to order the things from Amazon. Is that okay?
No.
Thank you, Kyle. Okay.
If you send the stuff that you want to order to from Amazon to like Carmen or Randy, then we can order me. I don't have to worry about reimbursement.
I know they told me that before. I don't mind getting reimbursed.
I order Amazon like every other day. I'm good at it.
Oh, but I can do that, Carmen. I can just send you the, and then it'll just come here.
Mm-hmm.
So I just send you the numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really?
Like
share,
just
share it.
Share. What is that? I've never done that.
It's on the thing. There's that little box with the arrow.
Oh, really? On so Amazon?
You just email it to Carmen. And it'll...
Can I give you my personal stuff too?
I'll be your personal shopper.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do that. Okay.
Well, I've had a few people send me their personal stuff, and I've gone to them like, am I supposed to order this?
Hey, that's.
I did do once.
Okay, so do I share it just to your email? Is that what I do? Does it say share and then you send your email to that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just share it by email.
You'll learn something new every day.
I don't want to embarrass her in front of
you. Okay. Okay, so then we're going to, the next one is October 24th. Thanks for looking that up, Camille.
Sure.
And I have your information, but why don't you just jot it down there and I'll send it to Carmen so she can put it on there and on the minutes.
Do you want me to write
just anywhere, like, just like, yeah, and I'll get it. And then, oh, thank you. Okay, let's just go through everybody and see if they have anything. Dallas, do you have anything? Okay, Kyle?
I saw the new path is going in. Legacy Park,
mm-hmm.
That's moving along. Do we know what the distance is going to be around?
On that? Around on the way up.
Thank you.
It's started on the other two too, haven't it?
We actually extended the path to the west too, so it's going to connect to the Legacy Trail.
Oh, cool. Nice.
But as far as like a round path, we haven't measured it yet. We could do it after that.
Cool.
So would you picture it?
Remind me what the material is. We're paved?
Asphalt?
Yes.
Asphalt. Okay, that's what I thought.
And the material for the sign, would it be like, I think Hatch Park has just a little metal sign there that says this is 1.8.
Yeah, I'm sure it would just be the same.
Okay. Just still thinking about how to get a sign on the Veterans Memorial Theater, so amphitheater. So I'm thinking it would just be something that goes on that. Engraving.
Yeah, as far as like, are you looking for like a metal plaque that's like real nice, like a you wouldn't want just a
not like
a regular sign.
I can't imagine it needing to be super embossed or super, you know, old looking. Something that just says what it is and explains what it's about.
Yeah, the one we just do like the sign. Some of the signs are like more street signs. So I would imagine you'd want something like Cynthia Park Trailhead.
Yeah.
Like something like
okay,
that.
Where do I find Cynthia Park Trailhead?
I'll show
we
you.
We got 25 dozen last year.
25 dozen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For 315. They gave us a 10% discount.
Oh, I remember it being about $300.
Where it is.
Okay. Thanks for looking that up.
Thank you.
So... Was 25 dozen a lot? We do 20 dozen, or
that makes 300 donuts. It was a lot. I would say if we got enough, that was about 200 donuts. That's probably enough.
Okay.
We had at least 100 extra. I'm sure. If we do that, we're gonna
talk with the same thing with paying as far as paying with the city credit card. If you like arranged it, and then we should call them.
15 dozen.
Reimbursement.
16 dozen. You did 18 dozen, 18 dozen donuts. Wait, hold on. It's 216 donuts.
Okay.
I think that's a good number.
On the
probably would have reduced it if it was plugging on with boxes.
Yeah.
If what?
If we were going home with boxes, we probably should reduce it by 10%.
We did.
Yeah.
Well, we had 300 last time. Yeah.
Sorry, we had 25 dozen.
Okay. I was trying to 18 dozen this time. Request time off.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
And then who would I? You can call up JJ's and say, hey, make arrangements, and then payment will come from the city, and then.
And that,
yeah.
Let me or Randy.
So when I did it last time, I talked to the owner and just told him that we wanted to pick him up by 8:45. And they were just finishing him up when I got there. They were warm. They were really good.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
Yeah, they were. So they're great. Thanks for doing that, Kyle. Let's see. Okay, and then we'll make sure that we've been announcing it, and I'll tell Linda too to put on there about the balloon art, because that's new. We didn't have it on there last time. So Kyle, Camille, do you want to do your little thing you wanted to say
about the name?
About the Winterfest.
About Winterfest? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But while you were saying, do you have any?
Okay.
I'm quickly going to say yes about the pickleball striping at Hatch. Were we going to do that this summer?
Yeah, it's done.
I haven't been over there.
You haven't played yet?
No, I haven't.
For heaven's sake.
We did that.
I've still never played pickleball.
We did that just for you.
So I walk by there all the time and I haven't noticed the different, like, was it the green outside kind of thing? Like,
I thought it was at Hatch.
It was more subtle.
It's not
the big. Okay, no worries. I just have to get my girlfriends to come out. They usually have to carpool out to North Salt Lake. They think it's so far. You know,
like, my father
it is.
They're coming from.
It's like eat before you come, and I'll feed you.
If they live like
a
Herman, it is a long
way. They did the
Herman's
all
the
way.
Yep.
Okay.
There's more over here too.
And then just overall city.
Controls are different.
If there's
some more.
If you can see trees over lines, who do we call for that?
Over power lines?
Yeah. On Main Street. Yeah.
Trees over power lines?
Branches.
One time the power company actually had
a phone
number to call for that.
I think it is a power company thing.
Yes. Where I would direct them.
Activity
link
that I've got.
Well, okay. Let's see if I had anything else that I'd love to talk about.
Have an email address for tree trimming for the power company.
I'll take it. What you got?
It'd probably be you.
Okay. Okay.
It's like vegetation management.
I want y'all to have my number.
Gmail.com
or something like that.
Here you go. Oh, you want to do it?
That's a little scammer.
Slide very well.
Okay.
That feature of keeping it sliding away.
So you hit the three dots up in the top right corner, it should say share, and then it will say text at the bottom.
You don't want to put her phone number out there in the...
It's already out there.
Minutes?
It's on the record.
Yeah.
You know what?
867-5309.
Yeah.
Okay, well, great.
Jenny.
Take for playing along here.
All right, let me just check my notes from when
I haven't called that for
Amy.
3 years.
You know, we
somebody
all
else.
what area code do you use?
I don't remember.
Just go through them all.
Yeah.
I'm sure I did. Yeah.
Let's try it tomorrow.
You didn't used to have to put an area code when that started.
I know. Exactly.
Like this song is kind of 8 9 9 3 9 3.
I'm sure. 8199393.
Shoelaces.
All right. That's a bathroom salt company.
In citizen comments, Amy Ambler from the art subcommittee, sorry, art work group, presented to the city council. Thank you. Now I have your number, John. About the success of the 75th anniversary, how much fun it was that people could come in the winter time and have a place to gather. There were one food truck, but fire barrels, and at that time there happened to be fireworks. Hot cocoa was what we had, and a little celebration for the city. But we didn't do it last year, and a lot of people asked, are we going to do that again? So she suggested that we create something called the Winter Fest and do all those things that we did, and maybe save up for some budget for fireworks, but essentially do that. Oh yeah, and to have it be a tree lighting event, so that when we light the trees, now I'm very protective of the little trees out there that get planted. I don't think those are the ones we'd light, but we'd like to propose that we actually do it this year. Really minimal, but pick a date to have a lighting festival, and we would, right off the bat, I say buy some artificial trees, but those would be trees that could be decorated by the schools if we get them involved in enough time. Or her old memory was that families actually decorated these trees, and then everybody got to come around and see the food bill kind of scene.
Is that what the save date for 12-1 was? City?
No,
that's the party,
city
the dinner that we have at the clubhouse.
And I suspect that this event would be more like just after Thanksgiving, not getting too close to Christmas. But we're hoping to keep it moving along so that we can do something this year and then keep growing upon that in years to come with a little bit more budget approval in January. But you are the people that would know what that, you know, what that would entail by way of city staff time, like what it took to do that. Is that something that you think we could do this year, or do you think we should?
So that we had like 7 or 8 guys work the last one.
Yeah.
I'd worry about the lack of time.
It is pretty close. Yeah.
I know that once the Hatch Park's all built, that's kind of the plan to do something like that. I mean, the park would be programmed to handle an event like that, and the tree lighting and that kind of stuff. So it's definitely something that's not lost on city council from discussions I've heard. But
to continue a winter fest.
Continue when we have a better venue to.
What's the timeline on Hatch Park?
Phase 1.
On phase 1? I mean, hopefully we'll be starting construction. We could be starting construction at the end of next year.
Oh, wow.
No.
So we'd be 2 years out to do something like that. Yeah, I think it might be worth doing something to keep that momentum going. Okay, if it were this year, we don't have it on the signage, anything like that.
When do you light the trees out in the at North Salt Lake Park? Or
we
North
usually
Salt Lake?
Hire the contractor that puts the stuff on and has them ready for before Thanksgiving. So
could they not?
Turn them on after Thanksgiving.
Could they make it where they don't turn them on until we did just a flip the switch type thing?
Flip the switch type thing, and probably not. Thanksgiving weekend, that's kind of.
But maybe like the Monday after? Or?
Yeah, the full moon Monday after. Mm-hmm. 27th of November. It's Monday night.
Crazy. I mean, I know we had that, it was on the 75th, so it was on like the 16th of December. And we had lit the trees before that because we wanted to.
Yeah, they were already lit.
Yeah, they were lit for the whole event, the whole time.
Maximize the cost of putting all the lights on, we're gonna wait a month before we lit the trees.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good point. So it's usually around.
But do you remember?
We usually light them after Thanksgiving.
Okay. I was gonna say, but if they ever, or even the Friday after Thanksgiving. I mean, that's how they used to do it. Flip the switch.
I guess they're not doing that.
No, probably not.
They got the scaffolding all lit up.
Yeah. That crane has been lit.
Can they do that? I mean, they can do that where they just make all of them hit one at one time, right?
Clark Griswold in the basement. Yeah. That was kind of the I just had to like flip a bunch of different breakers to make it happen like that.
So. Oh really? Well, yeah, I know there's some magic, it's not as Disneyland-ish. No, I know.
Well, the trees is a layer of detail that would take some time, especially if we wanted to get schools involved. But if we did a simple flip the switch, which
or a tree, is there a big tree in the middle?
No.
We don't have just one big tree, right?
There's just some large ones over by the triangle, I'll call it, but no. Mm-hmm. No. And I don't want to put lights, I don't want to have other people putting lights on those fragile little trees, yeah. So. Okay, what's the meeting, doggone it, to decide to do something or not? I like the momentum of it, but I'm not sure I want it to be super complicated.
Problem is we need the backing of the city council, and we don't have any representation here, do we?
Very true. I did call Stan before I came here, and he said there's no opposition. I think you should just outline it and propose it to the city council. So if we could do that, I guess checking in here, the next city council is next Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, no, but I'm thinking that means we need a plan. Well, I wonder if we could just plan to maybe do something like
you would have to
flip the switch and just have, are those barrels big to, is it too a big production to do just the barrels only, and we could just do barrels and.
I mean, I have the barrels, they say 75th.
That's okay.
Still.
Yeah, let's just keep celebrating, yeah. If you got those barrels.
But if you just map for, maybe in that little area right there, what's that called, the memorial? But if you did and had the barrels and maybe had hot chocolate and maybe singing for all to hear, and that just be an easy little, I mean, I know it sounds easy but you have to have manpower to do all that, but I mean, it's super close, so you can't really do a lot and maybe give out a candy cane or two.
Monday after Thanksgiving, November.
If it would work. I mean, you know, of course you have to have the approval of
City Council.
If they think that it's doable, I guess.
Okay, hot chocolate, singing, barrels. What else was on the simple plan?
Anybody else come up with
anything?
And
the balloons.
Oh, the balloons. I tied so many balloons that night.
Oh, because you let go of balloons, huh?
No, I just gave them to the kids.
Oh,
I had
Santa.
I'm
halfway there already.
No, you're not. I did the helium and gave out those balloons to those kids and tied them.
Yeah, what was on the truck? It's like a truck.
I never got outside. I stayed inside with Santa the whole night.
Santa
came on a fire truck.
There could be some entertainment.
Yeah, I remember.
Was
Santa
there?
Santa was in the building. And we came out, watched the fireworks.
I guess you're not a believer. You didn't see
it. Yeah. He was right there in front of me. I just didn't even see him.
Amy mentioned she has connections because her daughter does this with the aerial dancers, I guess, that they could.
The silks. But where in the world would they do that?
They bring their own apparatus, and it probably could be right there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that'd be fun.
Okay, that's still.
Sounds cold.
Spandex.
Okay. Well, with your momentum approval blessing, I'll just.
I mean, the only issue we run into is if it snows bad and then we're out following it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we lose a bunch of guys.
And you never know. Last year was insane.
December's actually our second busy month overall.
Yeah.
It's been busier than January.
Oh, you mean
the years?
They wouldn't be there to see halted, plowed in down the streets.
Yeah, down the streets. So we wouldn't help do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Well, it's worth proposing.
Okay, thank you so much, with weather permitting.
Thank you for being willing to take it to him.
Talk to Wendy probably by
I think it sounds super fun. I mean, I think it sounds, yeah, I thought it was really fun that night, what I saw. Everybody had a good time. It was a really good.
Could I check in with you on what was spent? Well, that's a bigger crowd, but like hot chocolate vendor, like who I would contact for hot chocolate vendor.
Is
there such a thing?
Was it a vendor?
I think we just.
It was Lee's.
Well,
Lee's
did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lee's donated everything.
Yeah, they
it
did.
It was all donation.
Okay. So it sounds like entertainment might be.
I know there's a firewood cost on it.
And you got a Santa? You've got a line
probably
on a Santa?
$200 or $300. I do, but. If we're going to do it, I would have to ask her, because the one I do is the one that does Little America. She may be busy that night. She's doing my work on the 4th, but I can ask her.
Okay, let me put you as the contact for that. Thank you.
Thank you.
I talked to Wendy by tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, Wendy, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, because it would need to be on the agenda, right? Okay, will you take it, and you'll take care of that? That's your...
Yeah.
That's
and I
your,
need to get the...
I'll be there to support you.
And the name I need to get on the next agenda for here. Plenty of time. The name that we've discussed.
Oh, yes. I'll make sure that is on... She's got it on there. She just couldn't do it this time, but I'll just make sure it's on the next time.
Okay.
Wait, between, like, Tap, Pat, and Apt?
Yes. And we're not going to just talk about... Gonna make sure.
I'm sorry, we're going to go with something that we can say pat or tap. Or
no, we're
going to
go
park,
when
you
tell somebody I volunteer on that. It's not going to be tap after. It's going to be.
Well, I feel like it's always
parks,
been parks and arts, but then you want to put the trails in because that's a big part of it.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Not just for you, but for everybody.
But I don't wanna,
just for me.
I don't want to worry about it being apt, but it's arts, parks, and trails. If we go with what David's been.
Is that what he was saying?
He's been branding arts and parks.
Big Boss.
Big Boss.
We dropped recreation because there's some overlap with
the actual
recreation.
It used to be it probably still will always be called PTAR, but PTAR doesn't mean anything.
Oh, Pat, that's what we were talking about, right?
I just think if we avoid the acronyms, let city calls what they want to, but something that's meaningful when we say we serve on the, what it is, not the acronym.
I would just say Parks Advisory Board or Trails Advisory Board.
Sure. But you probably don't say top, tap.
Nope.
Apt.
Today I said I have a board meeting.
Because I think the city's going to call it PTAR no matter what. So.
I don't think I've ever called it that, to be honest.
I have.
I've literally never called it anything.
I have either. I just said I have a meeting.
I don't care what the name is.
Me too. Okay, I'll make sure that's on there. You'll take care of the city council.
Yep.
And then let us know. In fact, after Tuesday, if you'll just give us a report to everybody's email.
Okay.
Let us know how it goes.
Okay.
Will you do that?
Wendy, yeah.
Okay. Anybody have any action items? TJ?
No.
I did hear a couple comments on the parks, you guys, that down in North Salt Lake, they're very well received. They like the new ones, so a couple of people that live down there. The playgrounds, yeah. What's that what they call them? Not parks, playgrounds. There's a couple people live there that they just said how nice they are. So that's good. So you don't have anything ready? Okay. Thanks for being here. Well,
yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything, Carmen?
Well, just a thought. I know we'll probably discuss it at the beginning of the year, but just wondering, you know, with the Dallas put a lot of time into the photography thing, and the turnout is just so small. I mean, I'm just throwing it out there.
I know.
That.
I
are these things worth doing?
We've talked about that before.
Yeah,
so.
It sounds like we'll see each other.
Yes.
On
and
Tuesday.
What day was that? That you want to go we'll have a meeting on the 24th.
Value
and
to people's lives.
Okay.
Even
know
if it was just six people, but if the
we'll
city doesn't want
it.
I wanted the one extra year because I thought it gave more traction. I'm okay with it being done, but I'll continue doing it.
I just thought it was sad that the participants didn't even come. I mean,
it
was.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
Who was? I tried to see the winners. Who was?
Not Rainbow Gracie. That's my big mistake. I somehow mistook some girl. Her name is Gracie something. And apparently Gracie is the one that submitted the picture of the rainbow. And I thought, I put down somehow as Rainbow Gracie's name. I didn't question it because...
You just don't anymore.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it.
So that was my mistake. But.
Was this one of the winners?
I
like this one. I like these two a lot.
I think the one on the left was.
Yeah, that was a
problem. I don't know. I tried not to look at them too closely. So
turn it around.
Get...
Turn the other one around. No, open it up.
Let's see.
Because that one is one.
Yeah.
That's a winner one.
That
this
one.
Guy?
This one on the with the flowers.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, that was really nice.
And then the one with the playground was one.
And the fireworks.
How about this guy?
Fireworks. No.
I just printed out some of my favorites because I kind of missed the whole thing. I'm sorry.
I think they look good, though. And I think we talked about this before, though, too, because, like, even the North Salt Lake region would get a lot of participation, and we get a lot of the winners that came to that as well. So, but it does get some people out. So.
Well, if we do continue, my wife's like, here's something you need to do the next year. This is what you got to do the next year. So I got to do my lawn.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And you're going to present. Go home and tell her that. Guess what else I'm adding to the list?
Guess what they nominated me to do?
Yes. I think you do good at it.
Well, as long as I...
And you have a lot of time.
I have somebody to talk to. City employees will show up, so we'll be good.
Oh, what did you think? I don't know if you heard about this, but there was a citizen comment at City Council last week. You were there. Gustavo, is that his name? Gustavo?
Oh, yeah, that lives across the street.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were there. He just got up and raved about North Salt Lake.
That was an awesome comment.
It was an awesome comment. Like, I was thinking this road was looking a little beat up, and he came through and fixed it. And then I was thinking this needed to be done, and he came through and did that. And I just think it's amazing. And he's from where? Serbia or someplace. He just said this would not happen.
I was going to remember that. I wrote it in my notebook.
Cool.
Because he said he was proud to be a citizen. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was a good shout out.
So there's your shout out.
All right.
And thanks for painting the lines. I really appreciate it.
So that's your homework. You have homework. Your action item is to go check out the
new.
I'm going
to get friends to come play pickleball.
Do you have anything?
No, I want to say thank you for inviting me to this meeting, and I've learned a lot.
Thanks for coming. I think it's awesome that you care. So that's great. And you live down in Foxboro, right?
I do.
Okay. And what street?
Skipton Drive.
Okay.
Right next to the Lenny
Central. Oh, very good. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're glad you came. Okay. So then I will make a motion to adjourn until our next meeting, which will be October 24th at 6 p.m.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
So do you hear?
I totally skipped you, but you did the other stuff. I am so sorry. Do you? Motion to return back to the meeting?
No, it's done.
I'm so sorry.
Morning.